Welcome to the Kansas Wetlands and Wildlife National Scenic Byway. I'm Julie Kennedy Rick, and I'll be your host on your journey through this matchless area of central Kansas. Since you're listening to me, you've obviously already picked up your CD and have chosen a starting point. On your way, let's consider what some folks think they already know about Kansas.
Most people have a preconceived notion of what Kansas is. It's flat.
Tell me if you've heard this before.
One I hear all the time is, it's flat.
We hear it over and over.
People think it's all monolithic out here, just flat, and it's just nothing here.
I do a lot of programs. I travel the country, and people go, you're from Kansas. It's a great, flat, dry state.
And it's not just misconceptions about the terrain. There are other stereotypes as well about some of the people you find here, like bird watchers.
You know, the old stereotype was, you know, an old man or woman in khaki shorts and a pith helmet or something.
Or hunters.
We're not out here to kill things. If duck happens to fly by, yeah, we're going to shoot at him and take him home and eat him. But that's not a requirement to enjoy and have a successful hunt.
Or the oil men whose pumps dot the landscape.
The oil man has always been called, you know, kind of trashy. Don't believe that.
There are stereotypes about the farmers as well as about the men and women who manage and preserve the land. And then there are others.
The other is, I mean, there are still people who think we have cowboys and Indians out here. Well, yeah, but they're working among the rest of us.
These are just a few of the assumptions about Kansas that, well, let's be polite, aren't quite accurate. So today we're going to set about to give you a new, possibly different perspective. Let's start with Kansas is flat and dry.
No, it's not. I live on a hill. In fact, you have to go over a roller coaster to get to me.
It's not as flat and dry as you may think. You know, we have an incredible wetland area that really stretches for 50, 60 miles.
Well, when they come and see Cheyenne Bottoms and Quivira, they're stunned.
Wetlands, agriculture, oil production, conservation, a hunter's and an environmentalist's paradise, natural evolution, and active land management. Central Kansas has a rich and storied past, as well as a bright and promising future.
I think the diversity is one thing that people don't realize. The diversity of Kansas is what makes it unique, because a lot of things come together right here in the center of the United States.
Kansas is more than meets the eye. So, on this audio driving tour, you'll hear from real Kansans who live and work here and have the opportunity to see through their eyes. They'll tell you what it's really like in this part of the world, and you may just find that it's not what you think. I'll introduce them all as we go along. But first, I think Bob Matthews, the Chief of Information and Education for the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, offers the best advice for getting the most from your journey today.
You want to kind of suspend whatever you've heard about Kansas when you come here. Slow down, take some time, talk to the people, drive the country roads, visit Quivira, Cheyenne Bottoms, get out of the car, listen, look, learn, and just take some time and understand that Kansas, while it doesn't have coastlines, it doesn't have mountains, it's not a sterile, flat environment.
No, it's not. But don't just take our word for it. In fact, there's really only one way to see what we're talking about.
If you want to really know something, you have to learn it, experience it for yourself. You can't always believe what you read or what somebody says in the coffee shop or what the stereotype that has existed for decades may suggest about Kansas. There is no substitute for genuine experience, whether it's on the individual level or on the group level. And a genuine experience in Kansas, frankly, involves getting off the interstate, traveling the country roads, the state highways, and finding out for yourself that there's a lot more here than you ever would have imagined.
Bob Matthews said it right. You have to discover Kansas for yourself. The audio driving tour is designed to be listened to in between points of interest as you travel along. To find your way, refer to your audio guide map. As you drive the byway, look for the Wetlands and Wildlife audio guide markers. Then, simply listen to that track on the CD as you drive to the next location. If you're so inclined, feel free to pull off to the side of the road and explore. With that said, please use reasonable caution and respect private property. Most of the lands you'll see are working farms or are part of land management programs. The audio guide is only one component of the Byway experience. Other elements include the information kiosks you'll find on your route and in the various towns, the Byway website, and of course, the visitor welcome centers. I encourage you to take advantage of the staff and resources at any of these locations. Whether you opt to stop in Hoisington, Claflin, Ellenwood, Great Bend, Hudson, Stafford, or St. John, you'll discover more and enrich your experience. You'll also find the local folks to be quite helpful as well. Don't be surprised if several people stop to see if you need anything or if they can answer a question or two. If nothing else, ask if they can direct you to the informational Byway panels located in their city. But first, try to set aside any preconceived notions like flat, boring, dry, isolated, empty.
The stereotypes simply don't fit. They might seem to fit upon first notice, but taking it back to getting to know an individual person, you know, sometimes somebody may look like, well, nondescript, plain. And then you discover that they have this skill or that skill, or they've done this or that, you know, and all of a sudden they start looking better and better and more intriguing to you. That's the way Kansas is. The closer you look, the better it looks.
And now, let's be on our way. Drive to either the northern or southern starting points for the Byway. Once you get there, continue your drive and look for the audio guide markers. This is your opportunity to experience something new and unexpected in the everyday beauty of Kansas.